Councillor owner of venue critical of the planning actions. In a lengthy statement following the order to close, Stock Street Farm Barn owner Michael Staines, who is also an independent Braintree District Councillor for Three Fields Ward, was deeply critical of the decisions by the council and planning inspector, saying they have never had any incidents or complaints in the past 8 years. Mr. Staines additionally said the venue had attempted to mitigate any traffic concerns with a travel plan for the venue and insisted that it would not cause any significant traffic problems or serious crashes. He said, "Stock Street Farm Barn is not the problem here. Residents will quickly see through this cynical attack on Coggeshall's economy, social cohesion and rural character and question why our tiny business has been targeted for forced closure when huge unpopular development bringing hundreds of times more traffic is supported by officers and continues all around despite offering residents nothing in return. Closing Stock Street will not reduce collisions on the A120 because none has ever taken place because of our operations. Closing Stock Street will have no statistical impact on congestion or road wear. Over 8 million vehicles pass our gates on the A120 each year, but our 7,000 guests generate less than 0.002% of today's annual A120 volume, arriving by car, taxi, bus, on foot and by bike. Work on a new homes development in Coggeshall began in 2022 with Bovis Homes building 161 new properties as part of a 300-house development on land off Colchester Road. Mr. Staines also stated the ongoing construction of a huge incinerator and waste management facility near Civil End had a more detrimental impact than his venue. Mr. Staines said, "Stock Street Farm Barn has provided various services to the Coggeshall economy over the years, estimating that it contributes more than £500,000 a year to the immediate rural economy." He argued without the enforcement action, the venue would have continued to flourish. He continued that the venue had helped cyclists, walkers, trail runners and vulnerable road users socialise safely in a community split by the A120. Mr. Staines also said that leisure use for the site is the optimal viable use for the listed buildings and have worked to keep all of them unchanged. He said, "We are very proud that we have walked the talk and achieved keeping the farmstead together unchanged by the material change of reuse without any complaints and protecting and funding the preservation of our heritage assets with no cumulative or prolonged heritage harm. Our creative success is dismissed by officers that preferred to argue that guest cars crossing the site and the potential guest parking around the setting created a less than substantial heritage harm, which outweighed all the other cumulative benefits." Braintree Council replied, "We know how valued this business is within the local community and all they do to benefit our local economy. However, two independent planning inspectors have agreed that these benefits do not outweigh the harms in terms of heritage and highway safety. Planning matters relating to this site date back to 2016, and during that time we have had numerous discussions with the owner of the business. Alongside National Highways, we considered whether conditions could mitigate the heritage and highway safety impacts of the development as part of the original planning application, but it was concluded that conditions wouldn't be able to make the development acceptable in planning terms and should be refused. The business owner has also had two opportunities to independently challenge our planning position and they have not been successful on either appeal. Unfortunately, the business has been operating entirely without planning consent for over 8 years and we have been clear in our position since we determined the original planning application in 2017. The council has therefore had no choice but to take enforcement action in April 2022 based on planning merits, as the local planning authority with the applicant continuing to operate an unauthorised use in full knowledge that the development was unacceptable on heritage and highway safety grounds. This was supported by two independent planning inspectors, and in the most recent appeal decision, the planning inspector acknowledged the heritage harm and serious highway safety issues, with there being a real risk of collision at high speed and the potential for people to be killed or seriously injured.